I have a very special guest with me in the studio today, Dr. Kirsten Hunter, who is a clinical psychologist. Hi, Kirsten, how are you?
Hello, thank you for having me along.
You're welcome. Now, you've written a series of books to help us improve and deal with our mental health. But before we talk about those, can you tell us a little bit about being a clinical psychologist and what that entails?
Well, I just love it. I get to help people learn about themselves and when they're in a tough spot in life to learn the skills to move forward. I just think it's the best job in the world. I tell people all the time.
So why did you decide to study clinical psychology and what areas do you work in?
Well, I work with children and adolescents and adults and couples across the whole expanse of clinical areas. And I got into this field just because it just made sense for me on a personal level. I just really enjoy helping and I'm fascinated by humans, to be honest, which sounds odd.
Okay, so what do you consider as being the leading cause of mental health in Australia today?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I would say a lot of self-worth issues, a lot of family dynamic issues, mm-hmm. and people really getting caught up in the mouse wheel of life and kind of missing what's important.
So you've been in practice now for about 20 years.
Yeah.
What significant changes have you seen in the way we now treat mental health patients?
We've got an increase of our ability to access mental health services now that Medicare covers psychology, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just got more comfort with reaching out to a psychologist and getting in and sorting out issues in a preventative way, which is really exciting and really smart.
Yeah. I also see in the stats here that a staggering 46% of Australian population will experience a mental health problem sometime in their life. Now, has COVID-19 triggered a rise in mental health issues even further?
Oh, there's no question. I normally have a 4-month waiting list. Now I have a 7-month waiting list.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. We've had so many stresses on individuals and families. We've had a dramatic escalation in anxiety and depression, relationship breakdown, child issues, the whole lot. And I'm actually expecting the stats to be showing a higher rate of suicide.
So, speaking about that, is there still a stigma around someone with mental health issues in our general public and in society today?
Yeah, no question. No question. We've got certain groups within the community that particularly struggle with acknowledging mental health issues,
yeah.
Which is ironic because when I actually ask them to talk about how they're travelling, they describe mental health issues. They just really don't like the label. And so there's a way to go with stigma. There's no question there. But we're improving.
It's just a shame we can't call it something else.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Maybe I'd just like to improve life.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Also in my notes, it says here that you are determined to share the gems of psychology with the public and to come out from behind the professional's door and put this knowledge directly into the public's hands. Is this the reason behind you becoming an author and writing the series of books that you've written?
Well, 100%. I sit in session and clients come in and they're covering one specific area and we can't cover that to the absolute extent that we could if we had more time. And then we have all these other additional areas that all come together and interact and complement. And I can't share all of this knowledge because I just don't have the time with people and it's incredibly frustrating.
Okay, so let's talk about each of your books. Each book is called Signposts for Living and deals with a different topic. Now, book one is about controlling your consciousness and putting you in the driver's seat. How can we do this, Kirsten?
Absolutely. This is about learning how our brains work with regard to our automatic thinking, our belief system, our fears, our insecurities, how that links in with our emotional state and our behaviour. So it's really learning how we tick. And this book really looks through anxiety. It looks through depression, which, as you've said earlier, 46% of the population experience those.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's basically, it is actually about learning your machinery. And I think we should all know this.
Okay, so book two deals with understanding yourself.
So this is understanding your psychology as an individual, so your personal issues. Very ambitious book, but we got it done.
Moving on now to book three. Now this one's about mindfulness and state of flow and how to live with purpose and passion. Is this about how to experience life, do you think?
Absolutely. This is literally about how to experience joy, how to get into a state where you are refueling because of your approach to living. And so many people don't understand this stuff, and
yeah.
It literally takes them to that next level of happiness. So crucial book.
Okay, moving on to book four. This one's called Understanding Others and How to Build Healthy Relationships. Why did you see the need to tackle this particular topic?
Well, a lot of clients come in because of relationship issues. Yep. So, you know, they might come with marital issues, child issues, family and law issues, the whole lot. And then we've got people who have very difficult relationships in their life, and that's causing them a lot of distress. So, but the people in our lives, having the understanding of their psychology and how to approach them and work proactively, yep, in a healthy way, it's just life-changing.
So we move to book five now in the series. This one talks about parenting and how we can all increase our skills in this area.
Yeah, I've been asked to write a parenting book for 17 years now,
yep,
and here it is. And a lot of the approaches to parenting, they give you lots of strategies, but they don't explain why. Mm-hmm. And I'm a curious cat. I have to understand things. So I'm sharing this knowledge, which is not typically shared with the public.
Right.
And I'm extremely excited about the parenting book.
And now your newest edition in the series is titled Nailing Being an Adult.
So this is when we're kind of having a bit of fun. Again, a whole lot of information that most people don't have access to. It's kind of a masterclass in being an adult, if that makes sense.
I'm also told that you host a series of podcasts as well, Kirsten, and you delve further into many clinical issues. So where can we find these podcasts?
Well, the podcasts are called Signposts for Living with Dr. Kirsten Hunter, mm-hmm, and they are on the typical platforms like Spotify, Apple, Google, and also on my website, which I think you're about to mention,
Kirsten. I'll certainly mention that later,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, okay, so you can jump on there. Everything's on the website. Yeah, and I really enjoy the podcast. That's been a surprise for me, where I get special guests in and we get to have a good chew through different clinical areas, and I had no idea how enjoyable they are.
Well, Kirsten, we're nearly out of time. I'd love to talk to you much longer. It's a very interesting subject. But before we go, I'd just like to mention your book launch. Now, all six books will be launched at a special event at Fitzy's in Toowoomba this Friday evening from 6:30 p.m. And to find out more about Dr. Hunter's books, go to the website www.kirstenhunterauthor.com. Well, thank you for coming in today, Kirsten, and sharing your extensive knowledge about mental health with us. We wish you all the best for your book launch on Friday.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.